It's not an easy road. It isn't. But it's a wonderful, blessed road, walking with the Lord, receiving from Him the strength we need here, irrespective of the trials happening around us, that we can be lifted above these circumstances. Paul writes, "But thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in the Messiah." He causes us to triumph, not to be defeated. The Holy Spirit is in everyone who really believes with all of his heart. And there's this statement in the New Testament: greater is he who is in you, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, HaSatan, the evil one, Satan. The Holy Spirit inside the believer is greater than the one who's trying to trip us up. And James tells us what to do. Submit yourself to God. Lord, I'm yours. I'm a living sacrifice. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. In the name of Yeshua, Satan, be gone. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. This has to be transformed from some words on a page to the way we live. I submit myself to you as your servant, Lord, and as a servant of those around me. In the name of Yeshua, Satan, be gone. Lord, I want to draw near to you. Fill me afresh with your Ruach, and let me hear in eternity the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," in Yeshua's name. Let's pray. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmorecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance and give you peace. Amen. We're going to have communion today. And did you have something you wanted to add?
Well,
there's a mic.
Can I borrow your Bible?
Just something real quick. Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay.
Harold's message reminded me of Matthew 6:23. Just like to read that. Actually, 22 and 23, where Jesus is speaking, he says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Scripture has often and aptly been compared to a diamond, in that no matter how you turn it, you get every time you look at it, you get a different light, different view. There are many things that you can get out of any given scripture. These two verses to me, it seems to me that what Jesus is doing is he's saying that he's making a spiritual connection with something that they would be familiar with. If you have good eyesight, you see well. If your eyes are bad, you can't see. But then he makes this curious statement: if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And what that means to me is this: that the darkness of this world is very bright. If you think about that, the darkness of this world is in darkness, but it's very bright. And it can blind you. We need to seek to walk in the light of Yeshua, not in the very bright darkness of this world. Thank you.
Of the Lord. Trust in the Lord.